So we're really enjoying the experience of feeling an attitude which allows our divine essence to flow through from an orientation through our awareness into a living experience as compassion for oneself. And the Success Ultra Now Personal Optimization Program, the Superhero Psychological Conditioning Protocols, they allow us to visit this space within us, this pattern, and to dissolve its restricted influence. And it is a 21-day program which occurs on a daily basis, ideally 2 hours every day, an hour before you go to sleep and an hour as soon as you wake up in the morning. You can cut the time on that if you can memorize the program and you can enter deep delta without it. But 21 days, 42 hours to completely dissolve the psycho-spiritual prison that the soul is in ain't a bad deal. So anyone interested in that, you know where to get it. Sun Pop. So we're going to talk a little bit more now about awareness, attitude, in the format of the 9 principles of living in natural magic, which we illustrated through a limited model with Amazing Grace, our international best-selling book, David Wolfe and I. I say limited because a book is only so many pages and there's only so much you can say about any one thing and stay, you know, without writing an unlimited number of pages. So I'm going to give you a different perspective on that right now. 9 principles of living in natural magic. Forgiveness, we've just covered. Next principle is EK. We make our reality. We sculpt our reality through our thoughts and words and actions. EK tells us to be aware. It's a Hawaiian word, EK. It tells us to be aware that all knowledge is not taught in the same school, and that the world is what we believe it is, and that indeed we make our reality. That's what EK says. Incidentally, one of the oldest Hawaiian chants is a chant that says over and over and over that we emanated from the sun. We emanated from divine consciousness. We surfed on waves coming through the sun, but we emanated from divine consciousness. We emanate from supreme grace, and we surfed here on waves coming through the sun and came into this world, this material world, this earth. And that's their original heritage, that's their mythology, that's their history, that's their music, that's their dance, that is their roots of their ancestors, their spiritual ancestry, their mythology, ancestry, their psychological ancestry. And so we respect that. I live in Kauai. I am part of the Hawaiian Island culture, and I understand that. And that's my orientation through my awareness. I descended from supreme grace. And the world is what I believe it is. And so my thoughts and words and actions play a defining role. I take full responsibility for my life. I'm consciously using the power of God to create through my thoughts and words and actions. And I understand that the feeling states recorded within me from previously out of control actions that followed the chaotic pattern of ignorance, ignoring the fact of my divinity, therefore my DNA not oriented in a wholesome way, the attitudes that correspond with that, unwholesome attitudes. And so I experience an unwholesome existence with lots of sharp edges and knocks and, painful experiences and sorrow and stress and grief and shame and guilt and all the other lovely stuff we get to wade through as neophytes on the path as we are awakening from the swamp of our own ignorance and the stench and filth and everything that goes with that that it automatically manifests. And there's no better example than that when we look out on the modern world, especially through the lens of modern media and the lens of some of the leading edge conspiracy theory researchers. When we look at the world through that lens, it is indeed a horrific and disgusting place. And so if there's another lens to look at the world through, which lens should that be? And how can we take that horror and that disgust and use it to inspire us, use it as fuel, use it as motivation to ascend into a perspective that creates freedom from the karma of the degradation of ignorance? It creates freedom from that, and we experience that freedom in our health, in our wealth, in our happiness. We experience that freedom manifest in our relationships. We experience that freedom in freedom from addictions and destructive behavior patterns, the freedom from ego, the freedom from self-sabotage, from prostitution of our own divine natural resources, and the removal of the victimhood. So instead of feeling like victims, we feel like sovereigns. And in fact, we do control our kingdom. We do run our kingdom, and we run it from the throne of focused soul-conscious awareness, somewhere behind our eyes, in the center of our brains, of a focal point there. That's a throne. And we look at other individuals on their thrones, their focal points, their soul, their seat of consciousness. And it isn't the only center of consciousness in the body, but it is one of them. And we need to be seated on that throne in order to reign supreme over our minds, over our psyches, over our internal kingdom. And we reign in righteousness and compassion for ourselves, and forgiveness is the first initiation. We must pass through the portal of forgiveness before we can really wield our power, because so deep are the impressions and the scars of the conditioning of the modern world that we need to take this medicine of compassion towards ourselves deep down inside us. And we need to do that for 21 consecutive days. 21 consecutive days creates a neurochemical transformation in the synapses of the brain, the neural web interfaces with creation in a completely different way. The neural web interfaces with the soul in a completely different way. 21 days catalyzes a complete transformation. And of course, miracles can occur in an instant. But what we're talking about is a bona fide effort, conscious effort made on your behalf to turn away, to turn around from ignorance and orient your DNA through awareness, through the light, to the nourishment that you seek in the world, which is love. And it is in fact divine love, and it's found within you through your own DNA orientation, through your awareness, through your enlightened awareness towards that which exists within you as you, and will always exist within you as you. And the big challenge of life is, can you let it out?